views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Genetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Grace Paris and I'm here with my partner, Rick.
Hello.
And you're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a new philosophy, a new way to heal yourself, and a totally new approach to life. Each Friday on Synergenetic Living Radio, we'll have new and exciting solutions to everyday problems in this time of chaos and great change. Today, Rick and I are here to discuss how to become a trustworthy individual while simultaneously learning how to trust others. So, a couple days ago, we went through solstice, and even though that happened, we're still in the thick of that energy, right? It's this natural time of change, and with every new beginning, there's an ending. So how can we trust the path that we take in this new and exciting time of year? We are live. I want to give you the phone number to call in. If throughout the show you have questions, feel free to call in, 800-930-2819. So, Rick, where would you like to begin?
So, part of what we talk about is belief precedes experience. So, this philosophy is, the main tenet is belief precedes experience. And it's a very short tenet, but it's a very deep and very wide experience when you start getting into it. Because people think they have beliefs based on their experience. I had this experience, therefore this is what I believe now because X happened to me. Well, really, you already have the belief and it's reflecting in the outside reality. So belief is a really important thing to understand within this philosophy, that it precedes all experience, not just your particular version of experience, but the entire experience. And as you go from in synergenetics, what I call, when we first work with somebody, you're mostly a technician. We teach you how to operate in physical reality, how to operate, how to change, how to understand your subconscious, how to become the adult, how to base yourself in character and integrity. All these things are part of the work that we do. And within that, there's a technician, there's a journeyman, there's a master, and there's an artisan. And as you grow through this system, as you utilize this system, you will naturally move through these stages. And so belief is the foundation. It's the fundamental experience that everything is going on. And at first it's like, oh, I don't know about that. Well, it is true. And if you really look at it deeply, you'll figure it out. Like, yeah, you know, you repeat experiences precisely because there's a belief. And that belief repeats itself until you change the belief. So in order to change a belief, you have to understand how to do that.
Right. The belief precedes experience, it seems like such a simple statement, but it's actually quite complex and it shifts the responsibility to you. It really makes you focus on like, okay, wow, that happened. Where is it within me for that to play out? So it's yeah, simple, it's but it's very complex
yourself.
And it's a form of empowerment.
And so one of the things that are very important to understand is in life, people always tell us, trust. You have to learn to trust, and you have to learn to trust yourself, and you have to learn to trust others, and you know, you're admonished if you don't trust. But nobody teaches you how to trust. It's, you know, like, what do? Well, you just trust. That's what you do. You just trust.
Right, well, and adolescents institutionalize mistrust. Is that the word? Distrust.
Yeah, the adolescent doesn't trust anyone. The adolescent can't trust anyone because they're not based in any personal values. So anything that they're thinking they're trusting, they're really just taking on somebody else's value system. So because it's somebody else's, it's not based in anything real. So the adolescent cannot trust, which you see most people today don't trust. And even people will say, you know, you're better off not trusting. Well, you can't really be a reality creator if you don't trust.
I know. I think even my grandfather was like, don't trust anyone, not even me, you know. And so I think this is a very important topic. Yeah.
And so trust is something that we're going to go over today. So you understand, technically, everybody's trusting. You're always trusting. You can't create reality without trust. But if you don't know how to trust and you don't know where to place trust appropriately, it actually hurts you. Because you don't know if this is really an issue of trust, or am I supposed to be trusting right now? Well, if you know the qualities that should be there, the components that should be there in order to trust, and you understand, yes, this is somewhere I'm going to trust, and this is how trust is created. So we're going to begin. And belief is the beginning of that, because trust is a delicate balance, and it's a movable balance between three positions. And it's a balance that is deliberate and delicate. And it's between three positions of hope, belief, and reliance. Now, I want to explain, because belief precedes experience. So you have to understand that whatever's going on is a function of your belief. So if you do trust and the situation doesn't come out very well, you'll still gain a better sense of trust. You'll still gain self-esteem, even if it doesn't work out and you trust it. But you have to understand that my beliefs are the function behind everything. So if I don't have the power to change my belief, I don't understand that beliefs, and simply put, a belief is an opinion that you come by. It isn't based in any facts. It's just an opinion you hold with conviction. And that's why beliefs are so powerful, because they're not really based in experience or based in fact. It's just an opinion that you hold. And if you really take a look at your life and deeply look at it, you'll understand that it's true. You'll come to realize that, yeah, it is. All the things that I think I believe are just things that I adopted, which are fine. But the most important thing is to understand they're not real. They're just the way that you decided to view things. So your beliefs have to be supported with hope. Now, hope is something I want to take a little moment here and explain, because hope is another feminine synergistic power. And so most people use hope as some fantasy in the future that, oh, I just hope this happens. I mean, I'm just really hoping. That's not really hope. I mean, I don't really know what to call that, but it's not hope, even though they're using the word.
That, or it's like some haphazard last resort.
Yeah, like it's just what I do when I don't know what else to do. So I'm hoping it's going to happen. Well, hope is a power. And hope is a balance. Again, it's a synergy between two things at once. So what it is a future-oriented power. Because what you're doing, and with hope, if you're doing it appropriately, is I have an expectation of a future. And that's what I want. So if it's an expectation, the word in Latin means to see outside yourself. So I have to see outside myself. I have to understand there's something in the future that I really want, and I'm going to hang on to that. And it's going to be based in the beliefs. If I have a belief that doesn't support my hope, then I have to change that belief. I have to alter the belief in order to be in alignment with what it is I'm trusting. If you really say, oh, I'm going to trust that, but, you know, my mom's so untrustworthy, I can't trust her, I know that, then you have a belief that she's untrustworthy. So if you're going to place trust in her, it's going to be inappropriate. So you have to say, well, I have to see my mother differently. I have to see my mom that she's trustworthy. I'm gonna have to figure that out. Like, what beliefs am I holding that she can't be trustworthy? Because if she can't be trustworthy, there's no sense in trying to trust her. So your beliefs are very important here. So hope is a synergy between expectation and anticipation. And those words are often used synonymously, but they're not the same word. Expectations to see outside, ex outside, spec to see. So you're going to see outside yourself. So that means you're imagining a vivid picture of what it is I want. So part of hope is having a picture of what I want. Now, anticipation really says, I know it's going to happen. I'm anticipating that it's going to happen. So not only am I holding a position in the future of what I want, I'm also doing my very best to know that it's going to happen. That's what hope really is. It's an expectation and an anticipation of what it is that I want. So it comes from the feminine. That's how the feminine creates, perceiving and conceiving. And that's a function of it. Conceiving this, I'm imagining this future out there that I want, and I know that it's coming. It's coming toward me because I have the belief behind it. So the trust, the balance between hope, belief, and reliance. The reliance comes in that I'm relying on my ability to alter my beliefs, and I'm relying on my ability to imagine and hold the line that I'm going to get what I want. So trust lies within that basic three premise: hope, belief, reliance. Those are the three things that I'm going to do if I'm going to trust. So I think what we're going to do is take a break here, and we'll be right back, and I'll go in deeper into how to utilize this. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Synergenetic Living Radio. We are talking about trust if you're just tuning in. But before we dive back in, I want to make sure you know how to contact us. www.synergeneticliving.com, or you can call in during this live show, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so we were just talking about trust and the three actions that have to happen in order to trust, and I'm just going to go over those in a second. Hope, you have to have hope, and that's an expression of an abundant presence alive with potential and possibility. It's not a blind insufficiency of an unrealized future. Hope itself is willful and a powerful expression. It's a synergy between expectation and anticipation. It's expecting a positive future as well as anticipating its realization. So that's what we want to do with our hope. Now, belief is an attitude based on an opinion held with conviction. It's not an experience or a fact. It's not based in experience or fact. So, yes, it's easy to get that intellectually. It takes quite a bit more to get that experientially and emotionally. But just sit with that. It's going to always be part of synergy. I'm always going to be talking about beliefs because beliefs are constantly the thing we have to take apart. So the next thing that has to happen, once you understand those three things that I play, there are four components to trusting. Now, these are the questions basically you want to ask yourself. Is this a situation of trusting? And since trust is something that you want to rely on and it's future-based, okay, it's not based on a past that didn't work out. You've got to be able to let go of that. And that's, again, why beliefs are important to understand. If I've got to change a belief in order to trust, I've got to be able to do that. But these four components are based in the future for the most part. So one, you have to ask, is there a beneficial and a harmful result in the future? So the result has to be in the future. That's really one component. And it has to be harmful or beneficial. It has to have both sides of the equation. So the thing about that, the third component to understand, is the harm has to be potentially more harmful than the benefit is beneficial. So not only are you dealing with the future here, you've got to understand it's got to be out of balance. If I'm going to trust, there has to be a risk. Otherwise, it's not really trust. If I'm not at risk, it's not an issue of trust. Which is like, if, for instance, if let's say you're talking to someone's talking to your boss and you know what's going on, and in your mind you're sitting there and you're like, you know, if I say something, I can get in the middle of a crap storm here. So better that I just shut up. Better that I shut up and not say anything. And just, I'll be safer. It's kind of like that. You have to understand, if I open my mouth or if I get involved, it could be potentially harmful. And if I don't say anything, it could be status quo. It's kind of like that. You've got to just make sure that the harm is greater than the benefit, because now there's tension on the issue. Now there is something that to trust that it's going to work out. So the fourth component, well, the first one is the harm has to be beneficial or harmful, has to be based in the future, and the harm has to be greater than the positive. The fourth component that you have to understand is you must be engaged with hope. This is where you place the hope. Even though I see this is coming and I know it could really be a bad situation, I am going to hope, expect, and anticipate that it's going to work out, because that's where your power starts engaging. I can see this is a time to use hope. So do you see the potential in the present, or are you relying on some wishful future? You see, what this is doing is grounding you in the present. It's grounding you in the present moment, with your eye in the future, because this is another thing with synergenetics. The future creates the present. The reason, if a human being repeats a pattern once, more than once, you are basically living in the past. You are not acting out of free will anymore. You are acting out of a past belief. And so that belief will repeat itself. And often, as everybody's seen in their own lives, you can repeat a pattern several times. Matter of fact, people repeat patterns for many lifetimes. They just don't necessarily are aware of them doing that. But you do tend to repeat patterns until you don't. And part of not doing that is really understanding how to create reality. And reality is all motivation. This is, like I say all the time, Eckhart Tolle drives me nuts with this. Because the power of who you are at any given moment is based in the future. Power is the ability to respond. And therefore, if my ability to respond in the now comes from the past, then I'm going to repeat pattern. I'm not really being responsible. I'm not responding. I'm actually responding with a pattern rather than a conscious response. Because if you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to look for the bathroom. You're going to go to the bathroom, right? The future of being relieved is what's motivating you to look for the bathroom. If you want to make more money, or you see yourself in a better house or a better car and you need more money, that car is motivating you to get more money. The future creates the present. And it's something that takes more will, because you also have to be creative. Will and creativity are two things that never go anywhere without each other. Just like thoughts never go anywhere without feelings, and feelings never go anywhere without thoughts. You may have a feeling and not know what the thought is, but the very nature of the feeling you're having is a result of the thought that you might not hear anymore because you're in pattern. So you have to be able to understand that your beliefs are everything. They're everything behind physical reality. And the future is the motivation behind everything. So if you've got a negative belief that, well, for instance, if a situation comes out crappy, you often hear people say, oh, I knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I knew that. That's because the belief and the imagination and the expectation were engaged in the past. I've already seen this happen. I don't have the humility to know it could be different this time. So you're not recognizing that your reality creating tools are actually focused on a similar outcome. You're not really imagining and hoping a different future. You're not trusting that this different future can actually come through, because you don't even understand how to trust, most likely. So all these aspects, all these qualities we teach in synergenetics in order to give you an armature, I like to call it, a motor for reality creating, because you really are here to be a God being. You're not here to be a sufferance to reality. You're here to move and change reality. And the future is the source of all healing. The future is all motivation. All healing comes from the future. A person who's terminally ill, if they lose sight of the future, if they start seeing themselves, I'm just not going to beat this thing, I'm not going to make it, then they don't, because they haven't got a future. They're not imagining. And it takes a will to imagine. It's really easy to imagine shitty stuff happening. Everybody knows it's very easy to do that. So imagining a positive outcome takes more will. But since creativity, just like thought and feelings, are all hand in hand, working that muscle, like forcing yourself to imagine a way that it could come out where not only I benefit, but so does the other person.
Right. And when hope is done in earnest, it is a sincere and honest expectation of that future manifesting. So it's going to color your thoughts and feelings and your beliefs and attitudes, and because it's working synergistically. So having that basis, changing your beliefs so that you can sincerely hope for it to manifest, because that's the action you're going to take in the present. You're acting on that future. It's very powerful. And
yeah, you honestly have to expect the benefit to occur. And to honestly do that, you're going to have to take some whatever's in your way apart, because people will not honestly expect the benefit to occur. They're hope against hope, luck against luck, that it will, what I want will occur, rather than really being seriously engaged in it. Now, if these four components aren't met, you're going to feel hollow and you're going to question and you won't have a greater sense of trust, because it's really not an issue to put trust in. So if you try to trust in a situation that isn't really an issue of trust, you won't feel good. You won't feel right. So you want to make sure those four components are existing in your experience. And so, again, just to go over it again, you've got your hope, you've got your belief, and you've got your reliance. That's the first position. Because when all this stuff is operating together, the whole thing creates a synergy. So your trust is being based in something that you're actually creating. And since you've grounded yourself in the creating of it, that's what you're trusting. I'm trusting in myself. I'm trusting in my ability and my capacity to create, to be a conscious creator. And see, every time you do this, every time you follow this map, you gain more and more ability to trust, and you understand more and more what trust is, and you start being trustworthy. Because the way that you really learn to be trust others is after learning to trust yourself. Once I can set an environment and understand how the environment works and create that environment, because that's what you're essentially doing to trust. I'm creating a situation and I'm hoping that it's going to come to me. And that's why the four components have to be there. If those four components aren't there, you're not really in a situation you want to trust, because it isn't a situation of trust. So you want to pay attention to that. You want to really understand, okay, the first step in the chord, the vibration, is having those three expressions in balance: hope, belief, and reliance. Once I've got the basics, then I'm just going to check myself. Is it in the future? Is it harmful and beneficial? Is the harm greater than the benefit? And am I infused with my hope? The hope that I start at the beginning. Now you're ready to do this thing. So we are going to take another break. And so we'll get back to, what is it? What do I rely on then? Now that I understand how to hope, what my beliefs are, how to rely on my capacity to change my beliefs and my capacity to imagine and my capacity to expect and anticipate. Now that I have that at least under my belt, at least I got an idea of where to begin with trust. Because again, you're already doing this unconsciously. Now you're just having a way to do it purposefully. So once I have that, now I have to understand, what am I relying on? And that's what we're going to go over in the next break. So stay tuned, and we're going to go over the next aspects of trust. Thank you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, we're back on Synergenetic Living Radio, and we are talking about trust. If this is resonating with you, you want to learn more, you can find us on the web, synergeneticliving.com, or you could shoot us an email, info@synergeneticliving.com. So Rick had mentioned that we were going to dive into the reliance of trust, like what are the criteria, but during break, something came up that I feel like we need to address before we go into it, because it was this idea of will and creativity are a muscle, and it's future visioning. A lot of times it's easier for us to imagine what could go wrong, or we get trapped in these cycles of the comfort, or even if the comfort started out as discomfort or painful, we get locked into these patterns and cycles.
So the child and the adolescent, you're used to reacting from the past. The child and the adolescent are always trying to protect themselves. They're always trying to figure out what to do and how to say it to get what I want, because they're in control. They're not recognizing, and they don't understand yet, that the future creates the present. They're trying to perfect the past.
Right. So we're kind of hardwired to look at reality creation backwards. So this idea of future visioning, the future creates the present, I think is a very important tenet to discuss, and will and creativity, because that's what we're moving into.
So what do you want to say about that more then? I mean, one thing I would say is, like we did say already, imagination is the most powerful reality creation tool you have.
Right, and that was more so what I wanted to cover, is because hope is the synergy of expectation and anticipation. But if you don't know the three main reality creation tools, that kind of might get lost in translation, expectation. Because your three main tools, which every human being on this planet possesses, is imagination, desire, and expectation. So those three things must be engaged.
Well, they're always engaged. It's engaging them consciously is the trick.
Right.
Is really understanding, like, oh, if I want a reality, I have to get my emotions involved, my desire. I have to get my imagination involved. And I have to use that imagination in the future, being expecting to see it so vividly, to make it so substantial, to make it matter, that it manifests as matter. Your physical, the way you make something matter is to give it significance. Well, in physical reality, the way something holds structure is with significance. So matter directly relates to how you can make something matter. And if, just like you make things unmatter all the time. Like, I don't want to, you know, Buddhism. I don't have any desires, don't have expectations. Eckhart Tolle, don't have any expectations. It's just too, it's really what they're saying is it's too painful. Expectation is a reality creating tool because it focuses you forward. As long as you're focused forward and you work from now, that's what trust is. I'm going to create an environment ahead of myself and then lean into myself knowing that I could get there because I've done the work. I've looked at the issues. I've looked at the qualities because expectation and anticipation is really a higher vibration than simply expectation as a reality creating tool. All reality, everybody has the same tools. The real thing is, do some people sharpen their tools? We all have the ability to desire, to expect, and to imagine. But we all have different levels of these things.
Right.
So all three of these things want to be sharpened constantly. Like, what am I imagining? To start questioning, like, what am I imagining? Because if a shitty thing comes up and you say, hey, I can't, I knew that was going to happen, then you don't realize that you were honestly underneath imagining that outcome. And you were, and the reason is your ego speaks up and says, I knew that was going to happen. I was right. I was right about that. Well, all you were really right of is you repeated a pattern and you got to be right, but you didn't get the change. You didn't get the benefit. And so the future is a very important element to creating reality. And the three tools have to be always kind of running. Of course, at first it seems like, oh my God, it's so complex. It's so complicated. It's not complicated. It isn't. It's complex. And at first, it's the same thing I like to tell our clients. When you first learn to drive the car, you get in the car, you sit down, where's the seatbelt? Oh, it goes over here, put your arm through the hole. The mirror's not in the right spot. The radio's too loud. Where's the blinkers? Where's the lights? You have to get it all together. Well, now you don't even think about any of that. You jump in the car and you're out of there. Flying in reverse, boom, 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 you're out, right? You don't think of that anymore. So reality creation is the same way. That's why at first it's a technical thing. First I have to understand all the technical aspects of what's going on. So I can let that go later. After a while, you're just naturally going to be expecting. You're going to know, oh, look, I'm not feeling good right now. Why am I not feeling good? Oh, imagining that it's not going to work out. Why am I imagining that it's not going to work out? Oh, because I have a belief over here that it never works out for me or nothing ever good. You see, the whole system is very easy. But what happens is it's like getting all these little markers that as you go, you're navigating reality emotionally. And when you're navigating reality emotionally, as this current paradigm we're in has elevated thinking over, don't worry about your thinking. Just think first. Don't worry about what you're feeling. Don't put your feelings in that. Your feelings are just going to cloudy the issue. Now your feelings are the only thing that's going to make you feel fulfilled in the end, as if you had the feelings that you were looking for. So reality creation, it's required to imagine. And they're taking art out of school. They're taking the musics out of school. They're taking all the things that used to develop a strong imagination and leaving the generations coming up with very dull tools. Don't expect too much. Don't get your feelings too worked up in this whole thing. Don't imagine. Imagination, yeah, who cares? It's just imagination.
Yeah, really that's just a dream or a daydream.
You're just dreaming, which that's how the feminine creates, in dreams. In daydreams, in night dreams, that's all the feminine trying to receive, trying to create. So it's making that shift to an intellectual life into an emotional life. That in itself is a big shift, and I know it isn't easy for many. Some people, it's easier because they're just more inclined. But you still want these markers to check yourself constantly. And when we work with somebody as a client, we walk them through their daily life. They journal and they send it to us and we comment on it every day to see what are they going through? Who are they based in their value system? And now you lost your value right there. So let's talk about what made you lose your value. Oh, okay. I didn't realize I had a belief in there. I didn't even know it was there. Because yeah, when these beliefs were put in, when you're trying to perfect the past as a way of growth, these beliefs were put in at a time when you were trying to compensate for pain. You were just compensating for limitations left and right. You weren't really creating. You didn't understand how to create. So,
right. And then a lot of them become unconscious. So it's like Rick said, bringing them conscious, like, what am I truly imagining for myself? Where am I placing my desires and expectations? Truly, like, and getting brutally honest with yourself about those things.
Well, if you're going to go in and ask for a raise and you think your boss is a jerk and he's never going to give it to me, why bother going in for a raise? You're likely not going to get it. And if you do, you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that worked out, because on some level, some other part of you wanted it, but you weren't consciously going about it. You didn't go in there empowered. You didn't go in there relaxed. You didn't go in there trusting that it was going to happen, that he could be something else because of the work that you did. Nothing changes till you do. That phrase takes on a much more profound experience within the context of synergenetics. Deeper meaning, let's say, is a better way to say that. So anyway, I want to get into this next piece just a little bit, because the components of trust, once you know those and once you know that they're operating in a synergistic fashion, I'm relying on my ability to imagine and my ability to shift my beliefs. Even if you never knew that before, just knowing that right now changes the way that you're going to. You don't really know how to change your beliefs, but if you're aware of one, some beliefs you can change very easily. You're like, oh, why am I thinking that? I can drop that and think something else. Some take more work because there's more fear behind them or more pain behind them. So some take more processing than others. But just recognizing that you have a belief that's limiting your ability to trust or the way that you see this outcome, because that belief's going to make you imagine something less. So if you can't imagine a high side, you can't imagine it well, that's just because your will is weak. That muscle is weak because if you didn't go through any art in school and any music in school, what developed my imagination? Some people have a wonderful facility for daydreaming and they do it all the time. But even in school, they take that away. What are you doing? The kid's looking off into space. I don't know. I'm daydreaming. Quit daydreaming and pay attention, because they're not really understanding. Some people have an affinity for that naturally.
Right. They're cutting playtime, recess.
Yeah, even PE's out now, so there's no pushing any boundaries anymore. There's no way to supersede yourself. So if you have a weak imagination, you have an imagination. It just needs to be strengthened, and you need to focus on it. You need to start recognizing, like, if you're having negative feelings about moving into a new experience, those feelings are the thoughts that you had. If I have a feeling of being disempowered, I just had a disempowering thought that I didn't even hear anymore because I've been doing it in a pattern for so long. So let me imagine that. Let me imagine a different way. And what will happen is the belief will usually come up while you're imagining, and it'll get more clear. The more time you spend imagining something, the more definition you're going to add to the negative aspect. The more you're going to understand it, the more you're going to see, like, oh, I see. I can't imagine that because this is going on. I just can't imagine right now. Well, why can't you imagine? Well, because you'll answer that question with the belief. But we're going to take another break, and we'll get back to the rest of this trust thing in just a minute. Thanks for staying tuned.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back. This is Rick and Grace with Synergenetic Living Radio. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about trust for this last segment, and it always seems to go by fast. So I'll let Rick dive right into how do you rely, or what is it that you're relying on?
Right. So you have basically four components or positions in yourself, because to trust better, as I learn to trust myself, I'm going to learn to trust others, because that's really where it comes from. Once I really know that I'm going to be appropriate and act appropriate in reference to myself, I can trust other people, because if they don't do it, I know I'm going to act immediately. I'm going to cover myself. So the more that you trust yourself, the more ability you have to trust others. So there's four places in your body. You've got your intellect, your intuition, your emotions, and your body.
Say that again.
Oh, I'm going to go over it.
Okay.
Honey. But those are the four things that you have to measure things by: your intellect, intuition, emotions, and your body. So your intellect, and I want to say something, because the negative ego, often somebody will have a real strong intuition, or they'll have a real strong intellect, mm-hmm. or their emotions, or, you know, even their physical body reacts to many things around their environment. Oh, I feel that in my heart chakra so strongly, or
I didn't do it because I just wasn't feeling. I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I just didn't feel it, you know.
Or
and
I,
so
I
what
got
happens
an
is
intuitive hit.
Right, and so what they're doing is they usually have one of these things, maybe two of these things, that they utilize constantly. But they utilize it for everything. When if you've got four ways to measure something and you're only using one, you're really not going to have quality feedback. And what most of the time happens when the person has a strong intuition or a strong intellect or a strong connection to one of these avenues, they will typically end up giving it to their negative ego inadvertently anyway. And what happens is once your negative ego gets in there and says, oh, you're so smart, you're brilliant, you're the smartest person here, these people don't know what the... At that particular point, you have just taken that measuring device away. Because that's what the negative ego is after. The negative ego, and again, we talk of the negative because you do have a positive ego. You don't want to destroy your ego. You don't want to get rid of your ego, which is a whole nother conversation. But I just wanted to be clear. There's a negative ego, and if you give your measuring device to the negative ego, it's now tainted it. You can't really be powerful with your intellect when your ego is telling you you're the smartest one in the world. You're the biggest genius, or you're the most, or you're this. At that point, you can't trust that measuring device anymore because you've given it away.
Right. So by checking in with all four, you have this built-in checks and balances.
Yeah, because you're going to resolve all four. And this is how you know, where are my beliefs? Where are my opinions? Where am I lacking my reliance? Because once you look at these things, you're going to realize, okay, what does my intellect say about this situation? What am I thinking? What do I need to learn? What do I need to research? What do I need to understand? In your intellect, some people say, well, I don't have much of intellect. You know, I'm not very intellectual. It doesn't matter. Everybody has an intellect. It doesn't, it just needs to be positively utilized. You don't have to be a genius. Just allow your intellect to be what it is and check in with it. Check that intellect. See what it's saying. See what you're thinking or what, because you're going to hear, chances are you're going to hear your negative beliefs. You're going to hear the way you're thinking. And your thinking directly correlates to your emotions. But if I understand my emotions, for instance, I'm going to be able to navigate my feelings. Because feelings and, like I said before, feelings and emotion are always hand in hand. It's the masculine and feminine in forever dynamism. The feminine is the emotion, the soul. The masculine is the intellect, the mind. And together they create all that is. So if you hear what you're thinking, you're going to end up knowing what you're feeling. Same with the intuition and the body. Intuition and the body often are similar. One is a literal physical expression of yourself, my body, and my intuition are these hunches that I'm getting from somewhere else, some other thing, which a lot of times are really your chakras are reacting. And since those reside, they're not really within the body, but they look like they are, and you can experience them that way. But that's where that intuition is coming from. It's coming from the feedback mechanism that is my chakras. The etheric body is where the intuition comes from. So you got both sides of both. I got my literal body and my intuitive self. I've got my intellect and my emotions. They all go together. So those four positions I want to check. Like, what's my hunch? What's my expectations based on feelings and superstition. Superstitions are part of intuition. You know, this is what baseball people are all into, right? This all this superstition stuff, and that's what their intuition's based in. I better wear the same underwear six times in a row or we're not going to win the World Series. You know, it's a superstition, but it's part of intuition. It has input. It doesn't have answers. If you give your negative ego the intuition, like wear my underwear six times in a row, you're disempowering the intuition now, because now it's got to be rigid. It's not flexible anymore. So now that I understand my intellect, it's going to lead me into my emotions. If I understand my intuition, it's going to lead me into my body, because oftentimes you're going to feel the hunch. You're going to feel that inside my body. The other place that you want to really make sure you're on point with are your emotions. And this one's very important, because emotions are the basis for all communication. It opens the physical door to communication, emotion. Your ability to relate to one another emotionally is the common thread to all communication. These are hard emotions, not your intuition. These are fear, rage, ecstasy, excitement, joy, well-being, happiness, love. These are hard emotions. These are the emotions you're looking for. Because if you have a hard emotion, you're going to have a thought. Like I was saying before, they always come together. So maybe I didn't access that thought in there. Maybe I didn't, but I did access it in the emotions. So love communicates on all levels of consciousness. If you can feel love, you can communicate with all consciousness. This is how you communicate with animals and anything else you want to communicate. So fear of losing that very love is the baseline for all negative emotions. Fear of loneliness, loss, all that is all the negative emotions. So you want to know what your emotions are. And again, you don't want to give that to your negative emotion. And one thing I want to say is most people are in a tremendous amount of fear of feeling intensity of any emotion. If you don't feel the intensity, if you're afraid of feeling the intensity of emotion, you diminish all emotion. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure, what am I afraid? If I'm afraid of feeling any particular emotion, I'm really limiting all of them. So your emotions is something you want to get more comfortable with. And the last thing we're going to suggest is the body. It's one of the best vehicles for trust, because if, as you shift, your body shifts. As you change, the body changes. It's a reflection of you. Technically, the body is a synergy between frozen thought, intellect, emotions, and intuition combined to create your body. You're an etheric consciousness, and you created a body to get around in this particular physical medium. It constantly communicates to you and the environment. So if you think your body's ugly or you think your body's the best thing ever, you've already given it to your negative ego, and you're not going to be able to use it as a trust measuring device. So you want to make sure that your ego isn't having this. If you don't like your body, you got to change those beliefs. Your body is just a representation energetically of these things. Like I said, thought, intellect, emotions, and intuition. So if you don't like your body, there's something about all of this that you don't like, and you don't want to be doing that. So these four places, combined with the components of trust, combined with my ability to hope, believe, and rely on myself, will give you the basis of how to trust better. You'll be more conscious of trusting, and you'll be able to trust better. And that's what you're after. So it looks like our show is over for today. I'm so excited to share that with you, and I'm certainly sure you got a lot of tidbits today to help you on your journey.
Yeah, Rick and I are very passionate about helping professionals step into a new paradigm to consciously create the success and fun that they desire. And this is the perfect time, solstice, shedding the old and moving into the new so that you can really trust the foundation that you've laid. Give us a call, 888-872-8812. Find us on the web, synergeneticliving.com. We're on Facebook. Go ahead and like our page. And thank you so much for tuning in. We had a wonderful time. And join us every Aloha Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Have an awesome week and see you back next time.
Bye-bye.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.